Good morning and welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of our services last Sunday. Last Sunday was kind of a special time for us because we welcomed an interim minister, Reverend Michael Matheny, who is leading our worship services now, and we certainly welcome him to our congregation and to our community. We also would invite you to be with us live and in person this morning if you don't have your own church to go to. This morning we will be taking Holy Communion, and our communion is open to all believers in Jesus Christ. So if you come and be with us, we would have you participate with us in this very special meal, and we'd be glad to see you. Again, thanks for listening to A Time of Hope.
Come into this household of the living God, the three in one, gather in the wonder of the mystery that God has invited us to share in.
We have come as the family of Christ, led by the Spirit of God.
Ascribe to the divine glory and strength. Ascribe to God the glory that is due. Worship the triune God in the beauty of holiness.
Our hope is that worship and learning, we might embrace the lies beyond our imagination.
Let us sing this hymn of praise.
Special music is by Beth Demp.
Oh.
Alan Chambers reads our morning scriptures, followed by Pastor Matheny's sermon, Caught Up in a Divine Dance.
Holy God, the earth is full of the glory of your love. May we, your children, born of the Spirit, so bear witness to your Son, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, that all the world may believe and have eternal life through the one who saves, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Today's first scripture lesson is Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth, thou whose glory above the heavens is chanted by the mouth of babes and infants. Thou hast founded a bulwark because of thy foes, to steal the enemy and the avenger. When I look at thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast established, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him little less than God, and dost crown him with glory and honor. Thou hast given him dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Here ends the first lesson. The second lesson comes from John 16, verses 12 through 15. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Here ends today's lessons.
Thank you, Alan. Don and I are really excited to be here and have a chance to meet with you, talk with you. Feel free to call me or text me. Come by the office. I'm never too busy to visit. And hopefully we'll have social activities, different times and where we can become acquainted. Somehow it came to me. I mentioned this morning at Salem, I said, I don't consider Salem any less important in my life than I do this church. I said, I'll be praying for you. I'll be doing all that I can to help you grow, each of you and your congregation. And I really meant that. So that's something that I want to do. Well, since I just started, I missed Mother's Day. And I always love Mother's Day because it gives me a chance to reflect on all the wonderful women that have been a part of my life. Great-grandmothers, grandmothers, my mom, my sisters, my daughters, my daughter and my granddaughters, and now my great-granddaughters, and just a host of other wonderful women in all the places that we have lived. Each person unique and gifted, they've added immensely to my life in different ways. And then I missed Pentecost last Sunday, which is always a great, great Sunday to remember. Next Sunday is a communion Sunday, and I'm going to be talking about how do we understand communion in the UCC that's different than all the other churches? you know, who can take communion and all kinds of different things that have been a part of my ministry over the years. And then I'm going to do a short series on the Holy Spirit, talking about what is the work of the Spirit in our lives today, and what are the gifts of the Spirit, and what ways is the Spirit in our life each day. And I think it'll be helpful to you. I hope it will be in that short series. Well, my sermon, Carla already gave my sermon, so I don't have to give. Well, that's a great illustration of an egg, three things together. I really like that. The Trinity is not an easy subject to understand and to explain. Maybe, I don't know if you know this or not, but the word Trinity is not found in the Bible. You won't find it anywhere because it's not in there. It's a word that was developed over the years in the Christian church to describe the triune God, but it's not in the scriptures. And Trinity Sunday is not like Christmas and Easter, where we have a definite focus that we're centering on. And it's always hard to explain how the Trinity works. We can explain how it works better than what it is. And one of the symbols of the Trinity has always been a triangle. You know, you can visualize a triangle because it has three sides, and all the sides are the same, but it's still just one triangle. And in our day-to-day living, we always focus on the fact that God is the one who has created all things, over all things, who sustains us and the world. And then Jesus, we think of more as our Redeemer, the one who loves us, who forgives us, who is with us. And then the Holy Spirit is that reality that lives within us to guide us, to strengthen us, to sustain us, to teach us. So many things that the Spirit does. And so we think of them in kind of different categories, and yet we believe they're the same. There are a few biblical texts that allude to the Trinity. The first one is in Genesis, where it says, in the beginning, no, that's not the word they're looking for. God created Adam and Eve. He said, in our image. It does use the plural in the Hebrew when it says, in our image. So we've always assumed he's talking about the Trinity. And then in the baptism of Jesus, Jesus goes to John for baptism, and as he's being baptized, the Holy Spirit comes as a dove, it says, to anoint him and be with him, and then a voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so that is something we remember. And then, of course, in the Great Commission in the Gospels, it says, go into all the world, preach the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then the Apostle Paul is one who has those Trinitarian formulas at the end of his letters. He says, the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. So he's reinforcing this idea of a triune God. Now, something that you may not know is that this whole idea of a Trinity did not come about without controversy. In the early church, there were people who did not believe that Jesus was God's Son, that instead he was born as a human and yet developed into a wonderful person that God used. So there was an Arian controversy in the early church. Arian was one of those people who did not believe that Jesus was the virgin-born Son of God. And it was a big movement. I mean, there were a lot of Arians, and it was so big that they had to call together a huge church council in the 300s, and over 100 bishops and leaders came together to debate this issue, pray together, and in the end, they said, no, the Arian view of Jesus was wrong. He is part of the Trinity, and that's going to be the belief of the Christian church. Well, it stuck, and so ever since then, the majority of Christian people believe in the Trinity. There are several, still today, non-Trinitarian churches. The Mormon Church, the Jehovah Witness, the Unitarians, none of these churches believe in the Trinity. Just a little sidebar, I noticed this week that the Mormon Church is going to be valued at $1 trillion in a couple of years. And they don't pay clergy. What do they do with it? I don't know. But that's the truth. And so there are groups that do not embrace the traditional view. And there's one thing that I'm not sure people grasp as fully as they should, and that is that the Holy Spirit is a person just like God is a person and just like Jesus is a person. You know, the personhood part of our understanding of God and of Jesus is no different than that of the Holy Spirit. We just get thrown off because we have the word Spirit. You know, if the Holy Spirit had a different name, we probably would understand it a little bit better. But they all are equal in their godliness, their power, their all the things that make up what a Godhead is. And that's what the Holy Spirit is too. And one of the biggest things that the Holy Spirit helps us with, and we'll talk about that a little bit in one of our sermons, is it brings about unity in the body of Christ. It helps people to come together, even though they have differences and different backgrounds and things, to center on the person of Jesus Christ. And that's what the Holy Spirit is trying to do. Now, I wish I could say that that spirit was at work in our country right now, but it's not. Our government, well, pardon me, I'm going to go back first to talk about how in the church there's not always unity. I don't know if you know this, there are 200 Christian denominations in America. Can you name them all? 200 different churches that have the same Bible, same belief in God, but they have differences of worship and theology and all kinds of different things. 200. I mean, it, from the very formal Catholic and Orthodox traditions all the way to people in West Virginia that handle snakes in worship. How'd you like to attend that worship service when they have rattlesnakes? Well, I can tell you it happens and it's true. And I just was mentioning briefly our government. That's a dangerous area to tread on, but I'm just thinking of why the people in Washington can't ever seem to agree on different issues for the benefit of our country and its people. You know, it's not about them, it's about all the people in our country and in the world. I envision crazy things like, you know, people sharing with countries that need help, and we could share in different ways. I mean, there are a lot of good programs that help people, but there could be a lot more, and they could be a lot larger. There's enough food and things in the world that everyone would not have to go without, and yet, so far, it hasn't happened. And so, there's a lack of unity. So as we celebrate today, the wonderful reality of the Trinity, let us be thankful to God for all the things that the Trinity does in our lives and all it brings to us now and in all the days to come. Amen. Christians, what is it that you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, and he ascended on the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
Wonderful triune God, we have come to give praise to you for your love that surrounds us and is within us every day. You are one who walks with us each day as we are living our journey of life. We know that we don't always live the way we should, and yet we know that you understand this and you are there to help us to grow closer to you and to one another. And so we just feel so thankful and blessed that we know you and that we know your love and your forgiveness and your presence in our life. And so we are giving thanks. We're also praying for those who we know that are in need of prayer in different ways, that the days ahead will be better, that good things will be a part of their life, and we will join them in giving thanks. So continue to abide with us more and more in all the days to come, and we will not forget to give you praise. And we pray this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now may the love of God our Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, presence of the Holy Spirit be with each of you, those that you love, now and forevermore. Amen.